Once upon a time, the Western world was united under one faith. One vision of the truth, beauty, and goodness. It was built around the cross. The bells of the church marked the rhythm of daily life. Faith shaped the calendar and the architecture. Kings knelt before altars, peasants prayed the Angelus, and every cathedral pointed men's eyes toward heaven. This world, this civilization, was called Christendom. Today it's gone, but someday it will make a triumphant return. Christendom wasn't just a period in history. It was the living expression of a truth, that Jesus Christ is King, not only of our hearts, but of nations, laws, and culture itself. In Christendom, faith shaped everything. Art lifted souls to God. Music was prayer. Even the way cities were built, with the cathedral at the center, reminded man of his true home, reminding everyone that life's purpose was not comfort, but salvation. It wasn't a perfect world. There were wars, sins, corruption, as there will always be, but the foundation was sound. Society recognized the kingship of Christ. The moral law was not a suggestion. It was the cornerstone. The people of Christendom understood that man was made for eternity, and that every action on earth echoed in heaven, and people lived with eternity in mind. Then came the slow unraveling, and with it, the great deception that we no longer needed God. The so-called Enlightenment taught man to dethrone him and crown ourselves. Nations once consecrated to Christ abandoned the cross for the idols of progress and comfort. The family began to fracture. The mass, the heartbeat of civilization, was forgotten by many. The pursuit of heaven gave way to the worship of self, and the churches emptied. The church's voice was pushed to the edges, and a civilization built on faith was replaced by one built on pride. And so the world darkened. The art grew cold, the music hollow, the architecture sterile. We built towers of glass instead of cathedrals of stone. And in the noise of the modern world, man forgot who he was, a child of God made for glory. That is what we lost, and we feel it even if we don't always have the words for it. Christendom gave life meaning beyond the next paycheck or pleasure. Truth wasn't treated like an opinion. It was something sacred. It was a world where truth was not up for a vote, because truth was a person, Christ. And it had a unity of faith, when men and women of every class and nation could say the same creed and receive the same Eucharist. It had beauty, the kind that lifts the heart to God instead of trapping it in the noise of the world. Think about the courage of our ancestors who built cathedrals that took centuries to complete because they believed they were building for eternity, and most of all, the confidence that Christ reigns, not just in the next life, but here and now. But Christendom is not merely something to mourn. It's something to rebuild. It's not dead. It sleeps, waiting for hearts willing to rebuild it. Every time a father leads his family in prayer, a stone of Christendom is set back in place. Every rosary prayed with faith, every mass attended with reverence, every act of courage in the face of this dark world, all of it builds again what was lost. Every time we live the faith boldly, in our homes, our work, our words, the ruins begin to rise again. We may not raise new cathedrals of stone, but we can build cathedrals of faith in our homes, our families, and in our hearts. And one day, when enough Catholics live as if Christ truly reigns, the world will remember what it has forgotten, and it will rise again. Look, we can continue to complain about the symptoms. The Pope said this, the Pope said that. This or that bishop or priest did this. This or that politician did or said that. They want to pass this or that law. And continue to have small victories here and there on the way down because we never actually stop the progress. Or we can realize that the problem is that our society is completely wrong. And I mean all of it. Communism, socialism, feminism, yes, but also democracy, capitalism, and yes, even liberty. These are the ideas that brought down Christendom, and they're killing us. All of society's problems are because we abandoned Christendom for the false notion of liberty. Yes, I miss Christendom, but I don't just miss it, I want to rebuild it. I want it to reign again, and according to Catholic prophecy, it will. I believe that. But I also believe that we can play a small role in bringing it back. If you believe that too, subscribe, share, and join me in rebuilding what we lost. Because whether it returns the hard way, as a necessity because of societal collapse, or the easy way through societal change, is up to us. Until my next video, God bless. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Someone and Paul Stratt. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description.